Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
All right, Divya, what is the next question?
Dr. Khan, my next question to you is, if you see most ICOs present today, close to 50% of them are ICOs that cater to the cryptocurrency world. For instance, there would be cloud storage systems to do with security, systems that help investments happen more easily. When do you think ICOs would further diversify and start catering to more consumer-based needs and services rather than being a business-to-business sort of engagement like it is today?
Yeah, you're right. There are some, like Bitcoin and Ethereum would be pure cryptos. They operate only in the crypto space, and they have probably little or no relevance outside of the crypto space. And then there are crypto funds which raise money and invest only in cryptos. So those would all be pure play cryptos. Now, what you're talking about is, are there cryptos that are straddling the real world out there and the crypto world?
Yes, for instance, a food delivery system, you know, like for instance, how we have Zomato over here in India. When would we see ICOs developing in more tangible products and services?
Already happening, quite a few of them. Actually, interestingly, one or two examples that you quoted are in that intersection. So if you take, let me give you a real world, right? So lending, for example, there's a company called Ethland, E-T-H-L-E-N-D. So people who want to borrow money, that's Ethland does it, but in the form of cryptos. That doesn't mean you cannot take the cryptos, convert to fiat, and use that in the real world. So to me, that's a real world bridge, right? And then there is an ICO I'm currently working on called Switch, S-W-Y-C-H. And they have a fantastic last mile. Of course, the disclosure and disclaimer is I'm heavily involved with them, and I'll probably end up getting some of their tokens. So I have vested interest in their success. Having said that, the reason I like Switch so much is because they have this whole last mile token idea. So imagine you have Bitcoins, and at the touch of a button, you convert them to Switch tokens. And then you walk into a store in India, in the airport, and you pull some of the Switch tokens and say, I want to spend $100 here. And the cryptos are immediately paid through the gift card, because most of these big stores have something called gift card currencies, right? So Switch team has brilliantly figured out how to convert crypto tokens instantaneously and technologically into a gift card payment that goes directly into the wallets of the retailer, and you get your handbag for $300 and walk out, you know? So remember, what did not happen here is you did not take your tokens and sell them, collect your rupees or dollars, and then go to the store. You literally took your tokens, converted to Switch, spent them in the store. So that would be a very, very important bridge. To me, that last mile token is extremely critical, that you're enabling crypto to really cement and bridge its relationship with the real world without the use of fiat. So those kinds of innovations, conversion of tokens into real hard value in terms of products you buy. Maybe you can convert them and buy a digital video product for $100. So all of those are coming. Then there is this other company I was talking to you about, sunmoney.solar, which is based out of Hungary and Germany. Again, a pre-existing company, have been around for many years. So they were figuring out, how do we sell solar energy, right? And they had a direct marketing method to sell solar energy. But the interesting thing that happened was when they realized that, why should we only sell these to people who are local to Hungary and Germany? Maybe somebody in US or Canada or some other country might be interested in buying the solar packages, which have 25 years of cash flow built into them. That's a pretty significant potential investment. So you're using tokens to invest into real solar energy that is going to be utilized by all these people, and that will generate a cash flow. So that is definitely not in the crypto world either, right? So are these examples making sense?
Yes, they absolutely are.
So that's exactly what I mean by there are. Now, we don't know which of these will succeed and which of these will not. There are still a lot of variables out there But having said that, there are a lot of very smart people thinking totally out of the box, coming out with absolutely brilliant ideas. So we will see something that happened 20 years ago in the internet world. A majority of them will collapse, but out of the ashes will come the phoenixes like Google and Facebook and other companies.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Khan, because today most ICOs that exist today are sort of, they are mostly secondary and supporting sources to the crypto world itself. Yeah. So I was curious to know when I could have food delivered through an ICO. When could I have books delivered through an ICO? When there could be e-commerce where I could buy consumer goods through an ICO? And I'm sure that will happen quite soon, as you rightly stated.
You can actually, as soon as Switch goes public, for example, right after the Switch token sale, you will be able to do all of the things that you mentioned using tokens, right? So you could literally use tokens to pay for any of these services, so long as they are in the Switch network and they have a gift card technology integrated into their company. Boom. You can order your pizzas using that. You can get delivery of food at your home using that. You can do grocery shopping using that. So many of those use cases were surprisingly solved with this just one story I told you about the last mile token. But having said that, you're also looking at many very interesting companies. Like the other interesting company that we are working with is called All Rights. So it's based out of Singapore, and a very credible person called Riaz is actually the CEO and running that company. And again, a pre-existing company and so on and so forth. He has been in the media space for a long time. There are independent distributors of film content globally, right? Now, they don't have a common marketplace. So imagine aggregating all that globally fragmented film producers, independent producers into one marketplace. And then all these big buyers, the television channels, movie producers, and all of them who like to buy this kind of content also coming. So it's a two-sided marketplace. And then because both of these parties are coming from multiple countries with multiple currencies and questionable, who has a right on this movie? Did I buy the right? Where is it held? So having a central authority or a blockchain that immutably says, this is Divya's movie and it has been licensed for the next 36 days for Kant Miriala web station or TV station. So you're able to do all of that and have a common currency that I can pay for the content and you can receive for selling your content or licensing your content, either on a micro scale or for a few hours, a few days, a few months to several years, or an outright sale of the license. So that is real world, isn't it? That is not something you're using crypto, you're using a blockchain, but for a real world example. So, and one of the best use cases that I heard from All Rights was there are all these television stations that have maybe 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. They have 4 hours. Not many people are watching, but it's a 24-hour station. So some content should be playing, not necessarily very expensive content. So they want to fill 4 hours of content. They say, hey, I just want this kind of a content and I have this much money. Boom, the algorithmically it'll assemble that and you press a button, you buy that and you got the license to the content and your 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot is filled out for the next, 30 days. So isn't that ingenious? Yeah.
That is great. I think I can't wait to see the kind of changes that will come about when we're able to tangibly feel results of an ICO investment. So that's something I think all of us should look forward to.
Yeah. Thank you, Divya. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for listening to The Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.